friends, Denny Pruto here. It's my objective in this lesson to present you God's purpose for you in the book of Exodus. How do we determine the purpose of the book of Exodus? In this case, Moses does not give us a definite statement of purpose. We derive the purpose of the book of Exodus from its structure. In other words, the structure of the book of Exodus helps us with meaning, and this is always the case. Structure helps us understand meaning. This is true in other books of the Bible and in understanding specific texts of the Bible. On the whiteboard, I have the outline of the book of Exodus. It's in three parts. Exodus 1 through 18 is part 1. Exodus 19 through 24 is part 2. And Exodus 25 through 40 is part 3. In Exodus 1 through 18, the book emphasizes the topic of redemption. In Exodus 19 through 24, the topic of emphasis is covenant. And in Exodus 25 through 40, the topic of emphasis is worship. In Exodus 1 through 18, God is bringing the people of Israel out of Egypt. He does so with a strong hand and an outstretched arm. And one of the important events in Exodus 1 through 18 is the Passover. You remember the story, how the people of Israel were to gather in their individual homes and slaughter a Passover lamb. A lamb, and the blood of the lamb was to be sprinkled around the door of their home. And each household where the blood was sprinkled was spared the death angel. In other words, the death angel coming through Egypt to kill all of the firstborn would pass over the homes of each of the Israelite families. Hence the understanding Passover and the Passover lamb. Then in Exodus 19 through 24, God brings the people to Mount Sinai. Of course, the story of the crossing of the Red Sea precedes all of this, and in Exodus 19, the people do come to Mount Sinai. And in verse 1 of chapter 19, in Exodus 19, we do find the people at Mount Sinai. What takes place at Sinai? God gives the covenant. In chapter 20, we find the Ten Commandments. And in the subsequent chapters, in chapter 21 and 22 and 23, God, through Moses, unfolds the meaning of the Ten Commandments for the people of Israel. And then in chapter 24, God forms the people into a covenant community. You remember that when Moses reads the covenant, the people respond by saying, "All that the Lord has done, we will do, and we will be obedient." And then Moses, after sacrificing, takes the blood of the sacrifice, sprinkles it on the altar, and sprinkles it on the people, thus joining God and the people symbolically in covenant. And once again, the people take a vow, and they say before God, "All that the Lord has said, we will do, and we will be obedient." This vow was Israel's covenant of church membership. Now, after God forms the people into a covenant community, He then forms them into a worshiping community. And in Exodus chapter 25 and verse 8, God gives the command to Moses that Moses is to direct the people to build a sanctuary for God where He may dwell among them. And this is the first command with regard to the building of the tabernacle. And so the directions for the tabernacle are given, and then the tabernacle is erected. And Exodus 25 through 40 has as its major theme the erecting of the tabernacle and the gathering of the people around the tabernacle for worship. And so the meaning of Exodus is derived from this outline. The people are redeemed for the purpose of forming them into a covenant community and into a worshiping community. Well, all of this applies to you and to me as Christians. In Corinthians, Paul tells us, with regard to the Passover and the redemption of God's people, that Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. The blood of Christ is likened to the blood of the Passover lamb. And when we are sprinkled with the blood of Jesus, we are spared the curse of death. And thus we are redeemed. But why are we redeemed? God redeems us to form us into covenant communities. And He does so by bringing us together as churches. And when we come together as churches, one of the things that we do is celebrate the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. And in the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, we remember the words of the Lord Jesus. This cup is the new covenant in my blood. What is the blood of Christ? It is the blood of the covenant. And in order to practice communion and in order to come to the communion table, we must be formed into covenant communities. And when this occurs, we take vows before God. That is, we take membership vows. Most of us who are in Reformed churches have taken vows before God. And these vows we call our covenant of church membership. Just like Israel was formed into a covenant community and took a vow of church membership, so we are formed into covenant communities, local churches, and take vows of church membership. This is our covenant of church membership, our membership vows. But that's not enough, is it? We are redeemed and formed into covenant communities in order to worship the living God. Paul tells the Corinthians also in 2 Corinthians 6:16, we are the temple of the living God. In other words, we are the special dwelling place of God in the Spirit. The special dwelling place of God in the Spirit in the Old Testament was first of all the tabernacle and then the temple. You remember the words of Moses in Exodus 25:8. You are to construct a sanctuary for me that I may dwell among you. The word dwell is the Hebrew word shakan. And we get our English word Shekinah. Shekinah from that word dwell. What is the Shekinah glory? The Shekinah glory is the glorious dwelling of God in the temple or in the tabernacle. The dwelling glory of God. And now the Church of Jesus Christ in the New Testament is the dwelling place of God in the Spirit. We are the temple of the living God. We gathered as a community are to worship the God of grace and glory who dwells in our midst. And so what is God's purpose for you in Exodus? God redeems you to form you into a covenant community and a worshiping community. So, God's purpose for you is simply this, as redeemed people, to gather as God's covenant community to worship Him. As God's redeemed people, gather together in covenant community to worship Him. This is God's purpose for you, as given to us in the book of Exodus. Thanks for listening.